Well, not a tonight game. It is an afternoon game right here on K105.3 for some playoff football frenzy. Joe Cassidy alongside Mark Daly. Mark, a beautiful day for football.
Oh, man, it does not get any better than this. Perfect fall, late fall afternoon. Oh, man, just a few clouds, crisp feel to the air, sunny skies. Joe, it's a great day for football.
It really, really is. You're listening to the Kelly Express Mart pregame show as the Marching Panthers about to make their way onto the field. Referees having some confab at the 30-yard line before this Region 10 championship game. The winner goes on to face Grand Rapids Forest Hill Central, who had a pretty easy victory over a very strong Gaylord team last night.
Yeah, and apparently decided they wanted to play on a Friday night so they could watch the Michigan game today. You know, a lot of that has to do with the proximity. From what I understand, the rule is within the MHSAA, if you're 75 miles plus, you get to decide whether you're playing Friday night or Saturday afternoon. So Zeeland West had the choice here. Here we are, Saturday afternoon, and you know, it was a lot colder last night than it is right now.
Yeah.
So this is absolutely perfect.
Now, mind you, they didn't know the weather forecast before this game was going to be decided, but we really got the pick of the, you know, the long straw on this poll. So we got a unique perspective for Zeeland West scouting. Of course, you had a great conversation with Coach Rulowitz. We'll get to that here in a few moments, but you had an interesting conversation with our crack ratchetician, Tom Ratchford, who has a hand in that Zeeland community.
Hey, we want to say hey to Tom. He's listening to us here today on the broadcast. We do appreciate that. And Tom, one-time coach out at Zeeland and taught there for a while, too, before he came over here to the Jackson area. And, of course, Tom and Greg, they remain in the know when it comes to high school football. So, Tom was just a great resource, and it was nice, really just nice having a conversation with him. And with this Zeeland West team, the Ducks, we're not going to see much defense out of them today, at least according to their game plan. They're going to run that straight T, and they're going to keep it on the ground, and they're going to pound it. I think one game this year, the most they've thrown it was 7 times. So it's going to be, according to their game plan, a very offensive-heavy game. Run the ball, run the ball, run the ball, which is what we're used to seeing. When you have teams that run that T-type offense, that's what they do a lot. They run the ball a lot. But we did have a chance to talk with a couple of their coaches not too long ago. They've got some wrinkles that they're going to throw in. They've got two of their thoroughbreds that are down.
They're wording wrinkles, by the way.
They're wording wrinkles. They've got two of their thoroughbreds that are down due to injury, some of those that have been major contributors for them throughout the season. And so they've got some other people kids who have just risen up to that to the occasion, and yeah, we're expecting them to see it on the ground tonight. Not a whole lot of defense. They're going to run it on the Zeeland side.
We're going to step aside 3 minutes, come back, get a conversation or some notes from Coach Rulowitz and that conversation that Mark had with Coach Rulowitz. But first, 3 minutes on K105.3 Playoff Football Frenzy.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Willoughby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Trust Willoughby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
Hi, I'm Brian from the College and Career Access Center in Jackson. With over 170 colleges in Michigan and thousands in the United States, choosing a college, applying, getting accepted, registering for classes, signing up for orientation, and finding housing can be daunting. The College and Career Access Center in Jackson is here to help. We help you through both the college enrollment and financial processes, completing the FAFSA, applying for scholarships, navigating loans, and even finding a job on campus. Visit us today in the Target Wing of the Jackson Crossing across from H&R Block, open 6 days a week.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aroma 100% soy candles in a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
I got my wisdom teeth done at the Dental Experience. Dr. Anish Gupta, the service at the Dental Experience was great. Staff was top-notch, facility was top-notch, as well as the equipment. They made sure I was comfortable, made sure I was okay before I got the procedure done. Not only did the procedure impress me, it was the fact that they gave me a checkup call to make sure everything was okay and if I needed any further assistance. Most offices haven't gave me a call after I've got procedures done or appointments for that matter. So the fact that they gave me a call and made sure I was okay was the cherry on top.
The Dental Experience, 4200 Spring Arbor Road. Online at thedentalexp.com or give them a call, 7875367.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 playoff football frenzy. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, the Region 10 Championship. The Ducks of Zeeland West taking on the Western Panthers in the Panther Den. We had a conversation. You had a conversation with Coach Rulowitz. What was he thinking about Zeeland West?
Well, first of all, I want to thank Coach Rulowitz for, you know, being accessible to us throughout the entire season. And also the rest of the staff here at Western has just been fabulous. They got a lot going on here today with the craft show going on and then this regional championship game. They got a lot going on today. But talking with Coach Rulowitz, I mean, they're going to have to be tight on their defense today, because like we're talking about that powerful offense, they're going to have to control the ball, control it, and get it back. We haven't seen much defense throughout Zeeland throughout the season, so their goal is to try to keep those downs short, get the ball back, and get Zeeland on their heels. So, that's what you're going to have to do. If you're a Western Panther, as they're hitting the field right now, this crowd's just going crazy.
This is these homestands, sardine cans. These homestands absolutely packed in. There's a little bit of an area over there to our right side, towards the south end zone. That's reserved for the band.
Yeah.
That is the only seating on the home side available. But Zeeland West, being almost 2 hours away, they still travel pretty well, too.
They did. They travel really well. Visitor stands are really full over there. But they even had, because we got here pretty early, we were concerned about parking because they got that craft show going on. So we got here a little bit early to get set up, get our spot, and we noticed that the French family, they had spots reserved in the stands, the Heavey family, which they're right underneath our crowd microphone, the Heavey family underneath our crowd microphone. So, there's different areas that are already pre-saved for the different families for the kids.
National anthem on the way. Let's take 2 minutes, come right back. Opening kickoff, Region 10 Championship on Football Frenzy.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
The leaves are falling and temperatures are dropping, and soon there will be snow on the ground. Act now and protect your parking lot or driveway from the harsh conditions that Michigan winters can bring. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today to schedule your estimate and protect your driveway or parking lot with Wolverine Seal Coating so that you are not filling in potholes next spring. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com. That's WolverineSealCoating.com.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
K105.3 playoff football frenzy. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, the Region 10 championship. We're getting ready here, Mark.
We are. We're looking forward. This can be a great contest. You know, Western, just to kind of get back to the keys here, Western, they need to have that balanced attack here today. They need to tighten up their D. They need to watch the penalties because that's been an issue. And they need, like I said, they need to keep it on the ground and in the air. It needs to be a balanced attack. And on the other side of the ball, they have to outmatch that big, fast line of Western. So their front guys are going to have to outplay Western's front guys. Because we've seen the last couple games, Western's offensive line and defensive line, they've just taken control of the game.
And this looks just from warm-ups. We're about to get ready for opening kick. Western won the coin toss, elected to defer. So Zeeland West getting the ball first. Here we go. But from what we saw in pregame warm-ups, Zeeland West, that offensive line is quite large, so we'll see how the defense can handle. And the ball's brought up to up near the 20-yard line. A couple cuts are made near the 25-yard line where Zeeland West will be brought down. The Ducks take over.
So on the kickoff, it's like they had kind of a collection of bodies back there where the ball was first received. They tried to create some confusion off the bat as to not knowing which way that ball was going to go. Eventually came over here towards our side, and they're going to start first and 10 from the 25 on our hash mark. They're moving left to right on your radio dial.
Out in that straight tee. Under center. Going to be a handoff. It's going to the right side. And stuffed, going nowhere. They're going to give him a yard, actually. Going to give him the 26-yard line. So half a yard.
That look, that was big number 76. Noah Shaw right there on the stop for Western. And what you're going to see out of Zeeland, at least we saw this on some of the film, they're going to run like the same play a few times until you get used to it, until you figured out how to stop it. And then they're going to run the same play with a wrinkle in it. It's going to go another direction with that same look. So look for that here throughout the day.
Arms length apart on the wing tee under center. This is going to go up to the left side A-gap. And Western's defense, ever since they played Hastings at Olivet College just a few weeks ago where Mark and I were on the call, they've seemed to get comfortable looking at that straight tee offense on the other side of the ball.
It looks like that one of the things that Coach talked about, you got to stay disciplined. You never know which way that ball's going to go, so you have to plug the hole. You have to plug the hole. And so far, early in this contest, they've kept them to short gains. And here we are looking at third and seven from the 28 for Zeeland West.
We're at 10:30 and counting to go. This time going misdirection to the left side. And it'll be no more than an extra yard. So a fourth down and six coming up. Western forces a three and out.
Three and out, first drive. They're bringing in, really, it's almost like they're replacing everybody that was on the field. They're bringing in the special teams unit, getting ready to punt here for Zeeland.
In conversations for further on in this game, just a more of a heads up, Zeeland West, they don't kick field goals.
No, they don't. He said they don't have a kicker. They go for two every time.
But the punt formation is out. Plant foot on the 18-yard line, bit of a high snap. A little pressure by that Western front. And fair catch being made at the 34-yard line. So, decent field position for Western starting out.
Yeah, pretty decent spot for them. Didn't get a chance to see the return on that. It would have been nice because it looked like he had some room to go. But let's see what that balanced attack's going to look like. And remember, in our conversations with Coach Rulowitz, they throw in different looks. They try to bring something new to each game. So, interested to seeing what they can do against this Zealand defense, which we just don't know much about.
Out of the gun, single setback, one split to the right, three to the left. Myers is looking to throw on his first go, and he does. He has a man past midfield, and going to say he's stepped out of bounds at the Zealand West 45-yard line via number five, Noah Burdner. First down, Panthers.
Burdner getting his number called early, and that was Trey Slutalk, which we're going to probably call his name quite a bit on offense tonight, too. But he was among the first ones there to make the stop. But like I said, stepped out of bounds. Big first down for Western.
Out of the gun once again, same formation. This time it is picked off at the 40-yard line, and just a foot race down the sideline will be taken down. That's an interception by Keaton Hendricks, DB. So now Zealand has some decent field position for their second drive.
He was just sitting back in coverage, and as soon as he saw that ball was released, he cut it off, able to get it right on the sideline, matriculated up the field. Well, you know, this Zealand defense, they're not on the field much, and they just got themselves a turnover and putting this offense in business and great field position from the 36 with their first and 10.
So this drive started at the 34 of Western, a first down past the midfield marker, picked off, ran back, and here we are. Wing T, straight T, misdirection to the left. Oh, it's a fake. Throws it. He has the first down inside the 20-yard line, still barreling north near the 10-yard line. Huge first play of the second drive by Zealand West. The Ducks are in prime position.
Van Riper was able to make the stop for him, but kind of like I said, they showed that same look that we saw in that first drive, trying to make that off of the left tackle, but instead of the ball going into the hands of the running back, which is like half their team, just a quick little 5-yard pass over the side, and then the rest of it was on the ground.
That's not a joke. They have 15 running backs on their official roster. This direction going to the left side now, and stopped after about a 7-yard pickup. So second down, about two or three coming up, under nine to go.
So they're getting a few more yards now this drive off of their first and 10 than they were last time. And it was Heavey that was able to make the stop for the Panthers. And second and four for the Ducks on this drive.
Under 8.5 to go here, first quarter Region 10 championship under the straight T once again. This time going to the right side, trying to cut it back up the middle, and stuffed. So third and four coming up.
They had all their lead blockers kind of go off to the edge, trying to create some confusion on that. And the dude who ended up getting the ball cut it back in and tried to take it over the guard. And Western had the answer for it, only able to get a 3-yard gain on that one. So they're looking at third and four.
Unless they're calling this
third down, third and goal is what it is from the four.
It says ball on the seven, third and four. Okay, now the marker is picked back
there
up.
There it is.
A little bit of confusion there on the sidelines. The chain gain had actually dropped their posts. When there's still a chance for a first down.
Yeah, there's still a chance for a third first down. So, yeah, third and four. Third and four for the Ducks. And their white numbers on their white uniforms.
It's a great look. Some misdirect to the left side, cutting it through some blocks into the end zone, and the Ducks on the board first.
They took that over the left guard, cut it back in, able to find room, and ran through some bodies to get on the scoreboard. Ducks, 6.
Now, this is an unfamiliar sight for the Panthers now. They have only been down once this season, and that was against Hastings. against the straight T offense.
Yeah. And like you were mentioning earlier, we talked to one of their coaches. They don't have a kicker. So they said they just go for it for two every time.
See if Western can hold them. Straight T. It's going to be a pitch play. Trying to make a cut into the B block, and he will be in for the two-point conversion. 8-0, the Ducks on the board first. Western looking for their second drive, see if anything can be made out of it. Back in 60 seconds on Playoff Football Frenzy.
We can't predict everything in life. Perhaps no one understands that more than Michigan farmers. Weather, poor crops, the economy. All are variables that farmers learn to navigate every season. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, represents Michigan's largest farm insurer. They're here to help protect your farm and rural lifestyle. Call the Jenkins Insurance Group today. They're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, at 879-5171.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Playoff Football Frenzy. The long boot by Lucas Smith of Zeeland West falls out of bounds. So Western, once again, with some decent field position to start things out.
Yep, they'll be right there at their 35-yard line. So basically where they started their last series.
7:23 here to go. First quarter, first half. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Opening drains, others can't. Shouts out to our friends, the Conopackies. 8-0. Zeeland created a turnover and then able to strike Pater first. This to Trudell. Trudell just trying to keep the legs churning, but he actually might lose a yard on that. They're going to say for progress, so 35, second and 10 coming up.
Ran into about five white jerseys on that one. It wasn't going anywhere. Zeeland West had that one shut down. They're calling it no gain, so right back at the 35 for their second and 10 for the Western Panthers.
Out of the gun, one split to the left, three to the right, single setback. That's Trudell now in motion. Myers takes. Myers looking. Thinks about it. Being heavily evaded or invaded and down for the sack.
I was just about ready to say that, hey, he's got plenty of time back there, but as soon as I was about ready to come out of my mouth. I mean, that pocket closed down on him, and now they're looking at third and 12. On their 33.
This Western team, a pack of fighters. Out of the gun. Single setback. One split to the left, three to the right. Trudell with his third and 12. Trudell with time. Throws. He's got a man. Short before the sticks.
Myers' pass is complete.
And just shy. No more than a half of a football away is Burdner from the first down marker. They're going to say first down, move the sticks.
Trenton Ballhouse right there to make the stop. Met him just as the ball got there. But, yeah, like you said, probably by like half a football length. I'm kind of surprised they're not bringing this off for a measurement. But barely enough to get that first down. So they're able to move the sticks. They're moving the ball. Great field position. Things cooking a little bit for Weston right now.
Still 8-0. Zeeland West on top with 5:40 and counting here first quarter. First half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Out of the gun, single setback. Trudell makes a cut to his right. He's got a little bit of space, and he's going to chuck forward for about 4 yards. So second down and six under 5.5 to go first quarter.
Tripped up just on that far edge over there. But, yeah, got 4 yards on that play. You want to get good positive chunks each and every time so you make that second down and that third down a little bit easier. So they're right here on the 49-yard line. Second and six for Western.
They were in that third and 12 hole. Burdner caught it in traffic. 7 yards into the sticks and then just fought for the extra 4.5 to 5 that they gave him for that first down. Now a 2nd and 6 under 5 to go. Man of motion, that's Trudell. He's going to take the handoff and see if they give him midfield. If they do, they do. It'll be a 3rd and 5 at midfield.
And that was number 32, Brody Smyers, who got through the line first to make the stop, but Trudell was able to keep going on that and drag him for a little bit, get that extra yard. So they're right here, right at midfield. 3rd down, 5 to go for the Panthers.
Under 4.5, single setback. Meyer's going to take it himself and see where he's going to be spotted down at. They're going to say about the 48-yard line, and he needs the 45 for the first down, so just 3 yards short.
A little bit of short on that. Looks like they've got some personnel that they're bringing in to looks like they're going to punt this one away, Joe.
I got to think they'd want to go for it here. I mean, Myers is having a conversation with Coach Rulowitz right now, and he's trotting back on the field. Play clock approaching 10. See if maybe they're going to go for the hard count.
Fourth down.
Yep, they're going for it on fourth.
Play clock hitting 5. Out of the gun, takes the snap, and a timeout by Western. They're going to step aside 30 seconds. Ducks on top, 8-0. Western facing a 4th and 3 on Keywood 5.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, this is Dr. B from Summit Orthodontics. You know, there's been several times I've seen people in the office, they're ready to get started with treatment, and they'll say to me, oh, I wish I would have known open enrollment was a few months ago and we could have had orthodontic insurance. Now would be the time for me to take a look and get a plan together. This is the time to add orthodontic insurance to your plan. If we don't think they're going to need orthodontic treatment next year, you can make sure you're not paying for insurance that you don't need. Plan ahead with me, Dr. B, at Summit Orthodontics. Call 782-9331 or check us out at summitorthobraces.com.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Playoff Football Frenzy. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, 4:13 left here, first quarter. And Western going to go for it on 4th and 3. From the Zeeland West, 48, takes the snap out of the gun, has a man, almost picked off, but pass is deflected. Turnover on downs.
That was a tight hole for them to get that pass into. Headed over there on the far side, there was 3 defenders over there with his intended target. He almost threw it once, kind of had to hold it back and cock it again, so he didn't get the ball off when he wanted to. And because of that delay, they're able to come in, get their hands on the ball before it makes contact, knock it away, and Zeeland taking over on downs from their 48-yard line.
4-10, their own 48-yard line, 1st and 10. That straight T runs into a brick wall of maroon jerseys, but still going to manage to get to midfield. Pick up a 2 yard, 2nd and 8 coming up.
You know, you got 4 options of who's going to carry the ball when you're running the straight T. There's 4 different players, 3 running backs and a quarterback. That time they decided to do the inside handoff with the first person and try to create some confusion by running the bodies to the outside. Didn't quite work that time, only able to pick up a couple yards.
Back to the straight T. That straight T hanging out on the 45-yard line, but there's a huge flop there on that offensive line by Zeeland West.
So the
encroachment on the defense.
Yeah, encroachment on the defense. There's a couple guys who jumped on that one, and like you were mentioning, made contact here on our close side where the Western guy was, you know, put his hands on the defender and pushed him. But a little bit of dramatics there.
Oh, that was 100% dramatic.
A little bit of dramatics there. You know, he didn't give him, he falls back about 10 yards. He didn't push him that hard.
So now 2nd and 4. And getting it to the 45-yard line. So back to that line of scrimmage, 3rd and 4 coming up.
It was Brendan Faber who was there on the stop for Western. But, they gained a few yards on that play, taking it up the gut, and they're making it a very manageable 3rd and 3 for the Zeeland straight T.
They will say 3rd and 3 from the 45-yard line, under 3 to go. The Ducks of Zeeland West leading 8-0, looking to strike again. This time going to the left side, and a first down will be granted inside the 40-yard line at the 39-yard line. Pick up a 6.
That was number 3 who ended up getting it that time, Rolando Roblin, and it was number 32 making the stop for Western. Landon Heavey on the stop, but a fresh set of downs from the 39-yard line for Zeeland West, 1st and 10.
Under 2.5 to go, up 8-0. Zeeland West looking to strike again. And QB keep. Beautiful Statue of Liberty play right there on his feet. And going to get near the spot he needed. They're going to say he's a few yards shy, however.
Noah Burdner able to knock him out of bounds before he's able to make the first down marker. Noah's kind of the last man there to make that stop. But you get a big chunk on first down. You're looking at a 2nd and 3. You know, a lot of other schools, I'd say, hey, let's expect the deep pass here. But I'm not sure what we're going to see out of this Zeeland offense.
2nd and 3 from the 32-yard line. A handoff this time to the right side. Getting it near that 30-yard line. Still going to be a 3rd down coming up, but not by much.
Mitchell Williams making the stop for Western. And now they're looking at, what, 3 and about 1/2 yard. Ball solidly planted right there at the 30 right now. So Zeeland showing that they're able to keep it on the ground. We only have seen one pass so far. Able to keep it on the ground and get some positive momentum while they're on offense. Chewing up a lot of clock, too, Joe.
Approaching a minute 40 and counting. Straight T once again. This will be another 1st down. Still on his feet. Chugging near the 20-yard line. They're going to say about the 22. So pickup of 8 and a 1st down.
And that was big number 65, who was able to get the contact and get the stop for that's Max Nye for Western on that one. But ended up, he's a big dude. He's a really big dude. But he was, Zeeland ended up dragging him quite a few yards before they were able to actually make the stop. So they got the 1st down and then some as they're right there at the 23-yard line, 1st and 10 for the Ducks.
Gibby French a little shaken up, but off the field under his own power. Looks like he's favoring that arm. Probably just landed on it awkwardly. Sure, he'll be fine. He's a brute. 1st and 10 from the Western 23-yard line for Zeeland West. Currently on top, 8-0. Now under a minute and a half. Mind you, this is your only live local coverage of today's game. Straight T once again, this time going right up the middle. A single Hendricks white jersey dragging 5 maroon jerseys.
That was number 6, Mitchell Williams, able to make first contact on that one before a couple other maroon jerseys joined the party. But a big gain on first down. So they're saying that was 8-yard gain. They're looking at 2nd down and 2 from the 15.
Clock running down under a minute now. Now under 40 seconds. 2nd down and 2. Ducks up 8-0 from the Western 15-yard line. Another 1st down minimum. Ball getting it inside the 15-yard line.
That was number 3, the ball carrier again, Rolando Roblin, who was able to just hit about 3 maroon jerseys and move that pile to get the 1st down for Zeeland over on the far side. They took that right off of the left tackle, and looks like they're going to run a play before we run out of quarter here, Joe.
Maybe they tried the hard count. There's about a 2-second difference. Straight T, 1st and goal from the 9. Yep, looks like they're exactly what they're doing is the hard count. Clock's running out. 3, 2, 1. We're going to step aside 60 seconds, flip the field. The Ducks looking to strike again, already leading by 8, facing a 1st and goal from the 9. KO 5.3 playoff football frenzy.
Discover the exclusive Michigan-made checking account available only at True Community Credit Union. With a Michigan-made checking account, you can earn up to 5.25% APY. Earn points each month based on the activities and relationships you have connected to your account. Plus, there's no minimum balance or monthly fee. Visit TrueCCU.com to open your exclusive Michigan-made checking account today.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Playoff Football Frenzy, 12 minutes in. We are back with the start of the second quarter. Still first half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. A first down and goal for the Ducks. Already up 8-0. Looking to strike again.
I don't know why they feel like putting those taupe numbers on a white jersey was a good idea.
And just to give up the middle, almost untouched, but will get into the end zone. Touchdown, number 2, Trey Sluthawk.
We've seen that play a handful of times already, where they're just, you know, they're making it look like setting all their blockers off to the side, off the edge, and then the last guy gets it, takes it up the middle, like right over the guard, and goes a handful of yards untouched, and this time goes untouched all the way to the end zone to get the score.
14-0. Just 5 seconds into the second quarter. See if they make it 16. Under center. Give. A little bit of a stutter. Oh, it's a fake. Picked off in the end zone, though. And no way for him to run it back, even though that would have been ran back.
That would have been.
DJ Van Riper, 2-point conversion.
We're going to step aside. No 60 good. Seconds coming right back. It's 14-0. Zeeland West on top of Western on Football Frenzy.
11:55. Our U.S. military has fought in wars, both foreign and domestic. In peacetime, their many duties include disaster response and humanitarian aid. Remember the servicemen and women who have done it for us on Veterans Day. This message is brought to you by The Dental Experience.
County National Bank is your community bank, providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions, we're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
Football Frenzy, Playoff Football Frenzy, short kickoff field at the 18-yard line, still on his feet, getting up to near the 35-yard line where Western will take over.
And like you had mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Joe, this is unfamiliar territory for this Western Panther team. Even in the one loss that we saw at Olivet, they never really got more than 2 scores behind. And here they are, down 14.
Behind.
What's that?
Down 2 scores behind.
Yeah, down 2 scores behind. That's right.
We'll see if they can make some corrections here to start the second quarter. Out of the gun. Pitch play. Goes to Trudell. Trudell looking for some blockers and not going anywhere except for the line of scrimmage. Checking down at 10 coming.
Trudell.
That was number 63. It was able to run down and make the stop for the Ducks. Mason Myers. And really, they had a lot of penetration through that offensive line. They had a lot of bodies in the backfield as Western was really trying to use their speed, get the edge, and try to get upfield. But the Ducks shut that down.
From the 35-yard line, a second down and 10, out of the gun, single setback, fakes the give, looking left, rolling out, pitches it off. intended safety valve, Brody Vidito. Just a touch outside of his reach. So third down and 10 coming up. Clock stops.
What we're seeing here is, you know, Myers has a lot of time in that pocket. And he did. He had a lot of time on that play. But the coverage is so good downfield, he cannot find a receiver that he wants to get the ball to. And eventually, his protection just breaks down. And that's what happened there. Protection just broke down. And he was able to try to get it to his safety valve before he was taken down for the sack.
11:06 on the clock here. Second quarter, first half out of the gun. Two split to the left, one to the left, two to the right. Fakes the give. He's throwing long. He has a man just out of the outstretched arms of Ben Parrott, who had 10 steps.
Flag at the 40-yard line.
But a flag coming out, possibly in the realm of roughing the passer.
He got a lick before he let that ball go, but he stood in there and he took it. Tried. He almost made contact.
Receiver downfield is going to bring up.
Ineligible receiver downfield.
Fourth down from the 35.
Penalty declined, so fourth down and 10. The punting unit coming on out.
Deep
this is Bertner.
Boy, they were so close to connecting on that one. If they did, it would have been all for naught.
Bertner.
Gone.
Seeing a little frustration on the sideline over here for Western.
Bertner punts away from the 26-yard line. Going to find itself down Turner at the 21-yard line of
first and 10 West.
He's got a leg, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Burner's got a boot. Whether he's kicking a field goal or a punt, he's got a leg. That had good hang time and good distance on it. I was hoping for a return, but they called fair catch because they could have done a barbecue waiting for that thing to come down.
Had a lot of hang time on it, and that's how you flip a field right there. 10:54 to go. Zeeland West getting their fourth crack on offense. The first of three and out. The last two drives resulting in touchdowns. So 14-0 is the score. The Ducks on top of the Panthers. Going to the right side using the B block. Getting it up near the 35-yard line. Still on his feet for the first down. 35-yard line it is.
They just couldn't bring slow talk down. Again, it's the same thing. They're showing the look like it's going to go to the far side, but they cut it back in. With all of his blockers on the far side, he's going inside all by himself, and slow talk just took like the rest of the Western defense with him and got the first down. So now they're sitting first and 10 from the 35.
Approaching under 10.5 to go here, second quarter, first half. The Ducks on top, 14-0, first down and 10 from the 35-yard line after a 13-yard rush by Slow Talk. This one, going to pick up about 6 yards to the 41-yard line.
That was number 22 who was able to get the stop for Western. Kobe Tripp right there. They're saying our outstanding announcer was saying it was Vidito. It was really a couple three maroon jerseys right there. I called the name of the last one that was off the pile. But able to get a good chunk on that first down, so they're at second and 5 from the 40.
Showing some pressure, but not going to be enough pressure to deter another 6-yard pickup and a first down at the 46-yard line.
That time he sent their other two running backs out there as their lead blockers, and they just followed him up the gut, able to get the first down and then some. So they're at the 46-yard line, first and 10. Slowly, meticulously, Zeeland West, the Ducks are moving up the field here at Western.
The Region 10 Championship. The Ducks up 14-0 on top of the Panthers. This one going to the right side. This is Slow Talk. Slow Talk still chugging away. Another first down carry by Slow Talk. Another 13-yard pickup.
Looked like he was about ready to take it far and try to get it all the way across over the other side and outrun the defenders. But he saw a hole, able to stop on a dime, cut it straight in, went upfield, got the first down. And they've got this Western defense, this defensive line, which is used to just dominating games. They've got them on their heels a little bit.
Under 9 to go here, second quarter, first half. Zeeland West 14, Panthers 0. A little bit of misdirect to the B gap of the left side, and Western able to snuff that one out, only allowing to pick up about 3 yards.
And that was number 71 who was in on the tackle. First one there, Aiden Duncan. That's a big boy on that defensive line. Just made a brick wall that Slotok couldn't get through.
Facing a second down and 7.
Go deep!
Right there at the 38.
Second down and 8 from the 38.
Under center. Takes it. It's going to be some misdirect in the hands of Keaton Hendricks, who's going to pick up another handful.
And it was number 34, first one there for the Panthers, who was able to make the stop. Number 34, Luke Teachout on the stop for Western. So now this Ducks offense probably looking at their longest third down of this series. It's a 3rd and 5 from the 35.
Approaching under 7.5 to go. This one going to Slotok. Slotok going to be short by about 2 yards.
Number 24 and on the stop for the Western Panthers. That is Owen St. Andre. We've called his names a few times on defense over the last few games. So they're looking at a 4th and 2. But I'm going to bet you my very shiny Aldi's quarter, Joe, that they're going to go for it here on 4th down.
That's a risk I'm not willing to take. Under 7 to go. 4th down and a long 2.
Listen to this home crowd.
And Smith Misterdeck gets the quarterback. He's a keeper. And he's going to have the 1st down.
Keeper. We'll see where they mark it.
Well, he might have the 1st down.
You've got Western saying no. You've got Zealand saying yes. Now you're seeing some arms up in the air from the Zealand team saying, hey, man, what the heck? We got that.
And they're going to... Sounds like the crowd believes it's Panther ball, but we're still waiting for a spot.
Yeah, we're still waiting for the official call on that. Western believes they got it. They switched out their offense for their defense.
Still looking at it.
But they're still looking at it. Are they? They might be bringing out a measurement. I'm looking at the chain gang moving here, Joe. We only have to bring it like 3 feet for the...
Hey, they didn't get it.
Western stuffs them.
They brought up they moved the chains like 3 feet. That's how close it was. The 3 feet onto the field, and Western gets the stop. I just barely enough. They get the stop. Now their offense in business from what, the 31? Yeah, the 31-yard line.
See if they can get some offense going before halftime. They will get the ball coming out of the half. Fakes the give. Myers looking long. Looking for Parrott once again. And a little bit of push-off, but unplayable, uncatchable.
This crew that we have running this game here today, maybe a little reminiscent of what we had last week where they might let a little bit of contact go, but they're calling it fair on both sides. They're using that play action to really throw off this Zealand West defense and is delaying them. Myers has plenty of time in the backfield. He's got plenty of time. His offensive line is giving him great protection here.
Out of the gun, single setback. This is a fake give. It's a keeper. Myers just lowers his shoulder. Still on his feet near the 40-yard line. So a pickup of 9.
39.
Well, they're going to say 39-yard line. So a pickup of 8.
Trenton Bullhouse was the one to make the stop, wrap him up, and take him down. But, man, that was a good game. They're looking at 3rd and manageable for this Western offense, who really needs to get something going this drive, Joe.
Here we go.
If you're a Panther, you're happy if you can put something on the board before halftime. Out of the gun, single setback. 1 split to the left, 3 to the right. Fakes the give. Over to Rudd Jones. Rudd Jones has the 1st down.
Caleb Rudd Jones.
And
with the
no more than that.
Trenton Bullhouse is able to meet him right after he was able to catch the ball. Rudd Jones really had enough time to turn around and take half a step upfield before Bullhouse was there to make the stop. That is a...
Wow.
That's not a good spot.
That's an awful spot.
That's not a good spot. They're calling it short right now. They've got a position right at the 42.
I'm extremely sorry to MHSAA officials, as I understand It's a judgment call, but that is just not a good spot by this crew.
Nah, he was, man, he was almost up to the 43 when he was brought down by Bullhouse.
Of course, with that spot, it's going to be short.
And he wasn't anywhere near the sideline when he's so there wasn't a chance for him to step out.
Now they're saying first down.
First down for Western.
By the length of a football.
So that's right there at the 42. They've got it on the hash mark near us. Western moving left to right on your radio dial. Getting some things going here on this drive.
5:42, second quarter, first half. The Ducks of Zeeland West, 14. Western still scoreless. This is a give to Trudell. Trudell, pass to 45, up near midfield where he is shoved out of bounds.
That was Sluthout who was able to get the hit on him to get him knocked out of bounds. But, you know, that's what you need. Yeah, slow talk. There's a couple different ways I want to say it. We'll get it right. Most of the time.
Six on the play.
So gain of six for Trudell on that one. They're at the 48. Second and about four for this Western offense.
Under 5.5, near midfield, out of the gun. One split to the right, single setback. This goes to Trudell. Trudell past the mass midfield and up past the first down marker. Doesn't matter. He's got the 45-yard line. Pickup of 7 yards.
That was Trey Slotok, and Keaton Hendricks met him right in the middle of the field to drive him back, but they gave him the forward progress, gave him the spot he deserved this time, and it's first and 10 from the 45 for this Western offense.
That Ducks defense getting their money's worth this on this drive. Out of the gun. Just going to go right over to Parrott. Parrott with the reception inside the 45-yard line, but down to the 44.
Hendricks right there as soon as the ball made contact right there to get the hit on him, prevent him from really getting much of a gain. You're talking about a half a yard here. Technically, it's going to go down as a yard, but it's not that. So they're second and 9 from the 43.
All right, now that spot isn't all that great. They're saying second and 9, but that's 2 yards in front of the 45 where the original line of scrimmage was at. Gives it off to Trudell. Trudell inside the 40 at the 39-yard line. Pick up a 4. Third down and 5 coming up.
Hendricks all over the place on this field for the Ducks defense, getting that lick on him to get him knocked out of bounds. But good gain, kind of what you needed right here. Third and manageable 4.
Third down and
from the 38.
They're going to say third down and 4, but it's third down and 3 from the 38-yard line. Need the 35 out of the gun. Give to Trudell. Trudell loses the ball on the ground and we'll wait to see who has it.
He's got it.
Zeeland West has the ball.
You can see that just as he went over the left guard, someone was able to get their mitt in there to punch the ball out. As he was falling down, his arms were frailing, trying to get a grasp back on the pigskin. But on the ground, white jersey falls on it. Zeeland takes over. They earned that turnover, and they take it over on the 38.
We're not just talking about how the defense for Zeeland is getting their money's worth on the field. That broadcaster's curse, man. 4:10 to go here. Second quarter, first half. Zeeland West, the Ducks, up 14 to nothing. Looking to possibly add another before halftime. Western will receive the ball coming out of the half. And this is a foot race. He is gone. That is a 62-yard untouched touchdown by Keaton Hendricks.
Keaton Hendricks, we've seen this before from him. They've been running it up the gut, but they've been using all their bodies to make it look like they're going on the outside.
Laundry on the field.
Do have a flag down. We'll see what happens here. But that's in the secondary. That's not going to be in the area of holding or anything. So we'll have this. And there weren't any blockers for him at that point in the field, too. He was running away from everybody.
Western.
And a personal foul against Western, which is we saw a couple of those last week and the week prior. 62-yard touchdown by Keaton Hendricks. First play of that drive.
So that's something that most likely will be assessed on the kickoff. Another 15-yarder on the kickoff. They're going to line it up for to go for two right here. So that's what they do.
And even the Zeeland West Ducks have their own little student section over there. Probably a solid 30 kids. Chanting their classmate's name after a phenomenal, untouched 62-yard scamper to the end zone.
Yeah, they just they send all their bodies into another area and leave that running back all by himself. But just the confusion that you have when you're running the straight T type of offense, you just never know which way the ball is going to pop out. So you're used to following the blockers and the way that the rest of the team's going. So your defense shifts that way all by himself right up the middle. And once you get past the lineman, you're just gone. You're gone.
And if I remember correctly, the halftime score for that Hastings game was 20-0 as well, correct? I have to go back to our notes.
I don't
believe so. Going to be a give and tripped up before the goal line. Two-point conversion, no good. They are one for three on them now, but still leading by three scores, 20-0. Western with 4:01 to put something on the board before getting the ball back to start the second half, but it takes 60 seconds on Football Frenzy.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Wilby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional builder, trust Wilby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions for your projects. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
Football frenzy, playoff football frenzy. It is 20-0 Western, trailing by three scores and no real answers on offense or defense. They had a drive going and then a fumble. First play of that next drive for Zeeland West, a 62-yard touchdown scamper.
And that was their second turnover. They had another turnover on downs. That was their third, because they had a turnover on downs, and they also had that pick on their first possession of the game here today, Joe.
Just got to take care of the ball out of the gun. Single setback, three split to the right. He's going to go to the right. That's Burdener. Burdener making him cut back inside,
Myers
up past the 25-yard line.
And there was about three white jerseys that met him all at the same time to knock him down, Joe. But, yeah, he gets a good chunk. Leaving about 3-4 yards to go.
By 56, Tyler Bauman. And
so manageable.
12,
and Western just needs
second
to get something going.
Three,
they need to get something going on this series.
Out of the gun. One split to the left. Single setback. Three split to the right. Man in motion. That's Burdener. Now switching to the left. Goes to the right once again. Has a man. That's Roman Hawk.
Pass.
Keaton Hendricks right there met him just as the ball made contact to drive him to the ground, preventing any more of a gain. But you're looking about a third and a yard and a half at this point.
Jaden Willis.
Technically it's on his two, but it's a little less than that.
Under 3 minutes to go now. You're in the first half. Takes it out of the gun. That's Burdener. Burdener has the first down.
Pass complete.
And a yard extra on top of that.
He had two blockers on that design screen pass out in front of him. But that Zeeland West D was able to prevent them from making the hole that they needed. Burdener had to cut it back at the inside, and he ran right into another defender. I think we've seen that play from them in the past, and that's been a big gainer for him in the past. But Zeeland was able to shut that down a little bit. But not until after Western was able to get that first down, and they're at the 31, first and 10.
Out of the gun, single setback, three split to the right. He's looking right. He's looking for a man, but it was overthrown. Parrott stopped on his route, miscommunication. So a second down and 10 coming up with 2:23 to go, down 20.
slow talking him made contact right there about the 50. He was looking at the reception about the 40. And slow talking then cut in. It kind of looked like the refs didn't, they didn't see the contact there. I'm not sure if it was flag worthy or not, but slow talk did impede his route quite a bit on that one.
Out of the gun, three split to the right, one to the left, and some movement on that defensive line. So a second down and 5 now coming up from the 36.
As Myers was clapping to get the ball, everybody else stayed still, but one white jersey crossed the line, and that's a free 5 yards for Western.
Easiest 5 yards you can get in this game. Rolling out to his right, has a man, has Parrott low, but that bounces off of that dirt patch from where the Grubs used to live.
Ball was just a little bit underthrown, so he wasn't going to be able to make connection with that one. But, you know, the field for the most part is in pretty good shape, and where those Grubs to tear up the turf, they did a really good job of bringing in some extra dirt, packing it down. It's nice to be here at the stadium. Glad they were able to get that situation figured out so they could host these three postseason games.
As weird as it sounds, I really love the idea of having the field, the football field, right up against the buildings. Out of the gun, third down and 5. Going to just dish it off to Trudell. Trudell making a cut, past the 40 with the first down, up to the 45-yard line. They're going to say the 47-yard line, an 11-yard pickup and a first down Panthers.
That was a design dump to Trudell all the way. Quarterback drops back. It's like the line just let the defenders through, so they created that wide open space. You know Trudell. He's got the speed. He's got moves. You give him that ball and open field, he's going to run around some people. That's exactly what he did. So they've got first and 10 from the 46.
They are down 20 to a goose egg, 2:11 to go, but they're looking to get something going, but a dangerous pass thrown in traffic, incomplete for Parrott.
They tried to find Parrott on a crossing route, and they just weren't able to get him the ball. He had two defenders right in his hip pocket, too, so there wasn't much there from the beginning.
.209 clock stopped after the incompletion.
Second and 10 from their 46-yard line.
They're able to out of the gun. He's looking long. He has to roll out.
He's got all
protection. That pocket is collapsing and just kind of heaves it. Has the first down. I believe that is Hammond, and Hammond going to get that. Yeah, that is Maverick Hammond for a huge, left that high and tight, didn't he?
He left that high and tight for sure. He had all day in the background, though. His protection was starting to break down. He just looked over to his left, saw a white jersey out there all by himself. You're taught not to sling it across field, but that time it worked out for him because, like I said, wide open, a big gain just when they needed it most. And it looks like we got a timeout being called by the Ducks.
Clock still rolling under 2 minutes, but a timeout's called. We're going to step aside 30 seconds. Western looking to get something on the board before halftime on Football Frenzy.
The leaves are falling and temperatures are dropping, and soon there will be snow on the ground. Act now to protect your parking lot or driveway from the harsh conditions that Michigan winters can bring. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today to schedule your estimate and protect your driveway or parking lot with Wolverine Seal Coating so that you are not filling in potholes next spring. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com. That's WolverineSealCoating.com.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Playoff Football Frenzy, the Region 10 Championship. Western finds themselves down in a hole with 1:51 to go here first half. They're down 20-0, but they are driving, looking to make something going. Myers has a lot of time, throws to Burdner. Burdner near the goal line, and they're going to say he's down about the 2-3 yard line. Huge, dangerous pass by Myers, but a huge trust system there between Myers and Burdner to make that connection.
Oh, he threaded the needle on that one right in the middle of three defenders, and they're first and goal from the 4.
With 90 seconds to go, Western making a statement, doing what they can to get some points on the board.
I got to think if you're Coach Rulowitz that you're just running out as much clock as you possibly can.
Well, I think what you're wanting to do is you're just wanting to get on the board right now. You got to get on the board here.
And Trudell cuts it to the left in the pylon. Touchdown, Panthers. 4 yards, scamper to the left-hand side for Trudell.
He's going to be taking that ball and go right off tackle. But that hole was clogged. He had to bounce it to the outside. And at that point, it was a foot race. A lot of green there. And he just outran the white jerseys to the pylon. Got six on the board for Western.
They were down 19-0 against Hastings. I'm sorry, 20-0 against Hastings in that game. At halftime, it is now 1:11 to go here, first half, and Western on the board. To the PAT is away up and good, almost blocked by Shutok. We're going to step aside 60 seconds. Western now on the board, 20-7. See what they can do. What the Ducks can do with a minute 11 on Football Frenzy.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up where they belong.
Hi, I'm Lisa Huttinga, the branch manager at the Jackson Blue Ox Credit Union branch. Blue Ox Credit Union has been serving the Jackson community since 2018. We are honored to continue offering innovative products and services that benefit our membership and help move them towards financial success. Experience the credit union difference today and become a member of the Blue Ox Credit Union. Membership is open to anyone who lives, works, worship, or attends school in the state of Michigan. You can become a member online at blueoxcu.org. or stop in at any of our branch locations to get started. We would love to have you.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they membership up where they keeps our membership up where they belong.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Playoff Football Frenzy Region 10 Championship. The Burdener kickoff rolls out of bounds near the 10-yard line, so some decent field position for Zeeland West.
You know, we haven't really seen this offense in a hurry-up type of thing, and usually when you're running that straight T, you don't really have a hurry-up type of offense. So I'm interested in seeing what they're going to do to adjust for this minute plus.
It's going to be a give attempt up the middle, but Teach Out just completely swam his way through that offensive line of Zeeland West.
And somebody lost a lid. They're going to have to come off for at least a play, because that was, hey man, that was pretty rough football right up the middle.
Not the guy you want. Aiden Duncan lost his lid.
So it's a second and quite a bit.
Under 40 seconds to go here. First half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. 20-7. This going to the right side. And this is a first down plus some another foot race. Laporte, the closest man to him. See if he has the angle. He does. Take it down near the 15-yard line.
That was right up the middle again. That was just like that last play where they scored that touchdown on. They took it right up the gut. And shifted all of their guys to the outside on the snap. Defense bit on that again. There was no protection up the middle. And he just runs until he's caught right there at the 12. Looks like that's where they've got it spotted at the 12.
Laporte, the only man that prevented a 53-yard run from becoming a 65-yard touchdown on back-to-back carries from Keaton Hendricks. 26 seconds to go. We're keeping it here on the broadcast. Huge thank you to Western High School, Western Athletics out here, making us feel extremely welcome always when we're out here, giving us food, water, pop, anything that we need, setting us up for success.
Spring Arbor Express Pizza, man. It's making this booth smell really good right now.
No offense, Joe, but the pizza smells better than either you or I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Pitch play. Oh, he's looking to throw it into the end zone. And wait on the call. Incomplete pass.
Pass is incomplete. Broken up.
That would have been a tough one to catch. He threw it up, said, hey, it's going to be your guy against our guys. He threw it up. There was four bodies over there that went up for the ball, only one of them wearing a white jersey.
Sloot Hawk. There's a Hawk in there somewhere.
Slow. I know it starts slow. But the way it's spelled, you want to say slew.
That's a tall Hawk. That's what that is. 20.4 seconds. Inside the red zone. Fakes it. Going to give it off. Taken down at the 1 yard line. Clock still running. See if Zeeland's going to try to stop it.
Tackled by DJ Van Riper.
That was DJ Van Riper who was there to make the stop and prevented that score. So they go. That was only the third pass.
First and goal at the 1 yard line
of the game.
12 seconds
for this Ducks offense. And on this series, you know, they're doing what we kind of thought they might do. They're mixing it up a little bit, and this straight tee does have a little hurry up and giddy up in it, doesn't it?
Timeout, Zeeland.
Zeeland calling a timeout with a first down and goal from the 1 yard line. Going to keep it right here on the broadcast as Zeeland West already making their way back to the line.
It doesn't feel like there's a whole lot of adjustments they needed to make. They took the timeout just solely to stop the clock. Now Western took a little bit more time to talk about what it is that they want to do.
You got to imagine a touchdown here would just take the air out of that defense. See if they can hold. First down and goal from the 1 yard line. Zeeland West looking to add another, already leading by 13.
Quarterback.
They're going to be into the end zone. Touchdown, QB keeper.
QB keeper. We've got those three linemen behind you. They all just they get in and push. That was a little bit of a brotherly shove here in Parma tonight or this afternoon, and the Ducks on the board with another six.
Let's see if they can make it 28-7, make it a full three-score game. Western, the defense just has really no answer.
Gonna go for two.
They forced a couple of fourth downs, but it's gonna be some misdirection. And see where they mark it.
Number one, Keaton Hendricks.
They're going to say short.
Short of the goal line.
Let's step aside. 60 seconds. It's 26-7. Western down right before halftime on Football Frenzy.
Hello, this is Dr. Double. If you suffer from neck, shoulder, lower back, sciatica, headaches, we are the doctors for you. If you don't want to be looked at as just a condition, we actually find your problem. What do you use more, your spine or your teeth? Well, of course, your spine. Think about how much damage has accumulated over time, which is creating your health problems. We examine for a condition and then treat that condition by doing a consultation, examination, and x-rays, and chiropractic adjustment. And for those who are ready to get adjusted, we have computerized adjusting just for you to take away your fears. I'm Dr. Double. I want to keep your spine out of trouble. Check us out on doublechiropractic.com and like our Facebook page.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
K105.3, playoff football frenzy, kick out of bounds. Western going to be picking it up from their 35-yard line with 9.7 to go down, 26-7. Do you try to launch it?
Wow. Man, 9 seconds left to go. I mean, you want to get something going on this, but that's a lot of field to make up in 9 seconds. I almost think, hey, you know what? Our offense had some bright spots right there at the end. Let's just get into halftime, make our adjustments. But they got everybody and their brother wide out right now.
And Myers does have an arm.
He does.
He's rolling out to the right, now the left. He has a little bit of space, just going to dump it off to Parrott, but a flag on the play. That's going to stop the clock with 1.8 seconds to go.
Well, they only brought three people to rush, and they had protection back. It's like all their backs were set at the 45 in a prevent-style type of D.
And this is going to be going against Western, more than likely offensive holding. And they will be offensive holding. They're walking it back.
Wow. That's, first down, man, that's tough. When you have an offensive hold when they're only rushing three. And their quarterback really wasn't experiencing any type of pressure on that.
1.8 seconds. I don't imagine. Yep, they're just going to roll it right now. Take it at halftime. We're going to step aside. 3 minutes. Western down 26-7 at halftime. A sight they're not used to. Back in 3 minutes to break that down on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Is your resume not getting interviews? Are your interviews not getting you job offers? You might be missing that one small piece that would set you apart. I'm Sheila with the College and Career Access Center of Jackson. From career exploration to resumes, cover letters, and interview practice, the College and Career Access Center can help you make that giant leap forward into your next job. Stop in and see one of our five advisors inside the Target wing of Jackson Crossing, located across from H&R Block.
Here's a few reasons for you to choose the Dental Experience for all your general dentistry needs. It doesn't feel like a dental office when you walk in. It feels like home. The staff is top-notch as well as the facility. Dr. Belbisi is great in every aspect. He's great with kids, and for patients that require a little extra care, he is also great with them. They also offer same-day crowns as well as implants. The hygiene team at the Dental Experience is the best in the area to come get your cleanings and yearly checkups. The Dental Experience is the most patient-friendly office I have came across.
The Dental Experience, 4200 Spring Arbor Road. Online at thedentalexp.com or give them a call, 787-5367.
Get the most out of your money and earn more with True Community Credit Union. Take advantage of our 6-month or 12-month share certificate special and earn up to 5.00% APY with a minimum deposit of $500. With True Community Credit Union, you can earn higher interest rates with no monthly fees. Watch your money grow with True Community Credit Union. Visit TrueCCU.com to learn more. Some restrictions and conditions apply.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aroma 100% soy candles in a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Playoff Football Frenzy, 26-7 is our halftime score. Zeeland West, the Ducks, in full control. Mark, how'd we get to 26-7?
Well, real quick, on our sister station right now, Michigan is leading Penn State 17-9 without their head coach.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Bet.
What?
Bet.
Bet what?
Bet. That's what all your players were saying on Twitter yesterday after the suspension was dropped.
Bet.
Bet.
B-E-T.
Yes.
Okay.
Bet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you?
No.
Okay. Neither did I.
No.
I work hard for my shiny Aldi's quarter.
I'm not going to bet that away.
My last name is not Bowling Ball.
Well, we got here, Joe. It took some time in the first quarter for someone to finally find the end zone, and that was Slow Talk, who ended up getting a 6-yard run. 2-point conversion was good, and the Ducks of Zealand West got on the board first. It was 8-0 at that point. And then 11:55 in the second. It was like, you know, just the clock had flipped. They were knocking on the door. They let the clock run out in the first and were able to get to the second quarter. And a 9-yard run from Slow Talk got them in the end zone once again. They missed the 2-point conversion, so we're sitting there at 14-0. 4-1 in the second. A 62-yard Hendricks run up the gut, untouched. 2-point conversion, no good. 20-0. And then in the waning moments of the second, 4-yard Tredell run gets him on the board, and then the 2-point conversion is good. So it's 7 points on the board for Western, but they're still trailing 20-7 at that point. And then that straight tee, they show they've got a little giddy up and some clock management with it. They're able to get down the field. They get a 1-yard run from their quarterback, Bullhouse, and then the 2-point conversion, no good there. 26-7, that's where we land right now with the Ducks of Zealand West on top of the host team, Western Panthers.
And about 7 minutes away from here is Spring Arbor Women's Soccer playing in the Crossroads League Tournament Final. They're at halftime against Indiana Wesleyan 1-1. That's a score I'll keep a tiny eye on, see if we can get update. You know, see if we can get an update.
Yeah, because they've got you've got a little bit of perspective there. You've seen them play
11 years of it.
Yeah, 11 years of it. So that's a really outstanding program. It's really a big day in the Spring Arbor Parma area. This is a big day with this game going on here, that game going on there. Probably the biggest craft show all season long here happening at Western. It's you know, a big day.
It's a beautiful day to be living in Parma.
Yeah.
Captain Steve, I know you're listening. Stop on over and say what's going on to us when you have a minute. We're going to step aside a few minutes, get you this week in MHSAA, take another quick break, and then get you ready for the second half right here on K105.3 Playoff Football Frenzy.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Our U.S. military has fought in wars, both foreign and domestic. In peacetime, their many duties include disaster response and humanitarian aid. Remember the servicemen and women who have done it for us on Veterans Day. This message is brought to you by The Dental Experience.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Farmers are the roots that anchor our great state. You serve as stewards of the land and nourish all of us with your hard work. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency. Thank Michigan farmers for what they do every day. When it comes to protecting your farms, they've been doing it for over 100 years. It's time to talk about how they can help you protect what matters most. Call 517-879-5171 or visit them online at jenkinsinsurance.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, this is Dr. Double. If you suffer from neck, shoulder, lower back, sciatica, headaches, we are the doctors for you. If you don't want to be looked at as just a condition, we actually find your problem. What do you use more, your spine or your teeth? Well, of course, your spine. Think about how much damage has accumulated over time, which is creating your health problems. We examine for a condition and then treat that condition by doing a consultation, examination, and x-rays, and chiropractic adjustment. And for those who are afraid to get adjusted, we have computerized adjusting just for you to take away your fears. I'm Dr. Double. I want to keep your spine out of trouble. Check us out on doublechiropractic.com and like our Facebook page.
County National Bank is your community bank, providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions, we're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
MIS sees some speed records, but not from race cars, and a full day of soccer finals leads to some last-minute victories. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. There are four newly crowned boys soccer champions after a great Saturday of four finals all at Grand Ledge High School. The first game of the day, the Division IV final, saw Western Michigan Christian knock off Madison Heights Bishop Foley 3-0. The Warriors got two goals from Takalin Vlasma and one from Charlie Bersma in the win. In Division III, Jack Kaminga scored with less than 10 minutes remaining to give Hudsonville Unity Christian a 3-2 victory over Detroit Country Day. The title is the Crusaders' sixth. Grand Rapids Christian is the champ in Division II. The Eagles scored all three goals in the second half in a 3-0 win over Mason. John Cassaday netted twice. And in the final game of the night, Troy Athens scored a goal with just 2 minutes left to tie it against Brighton. And then they won it in overtime on a Manny Abado goal. Athens now has six boys soccer championships. Complete coverage of all four divisions, including box scores, can be found at MHSAA.com. Girls soccer practice starts on March 11th, with the first games being played on March 20th, and the girls soccer finals will be June 14th and 15th from Michigan State University. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the last week. First up, Jennison junior swimmer Sophia Umstead. She was a perfect 4-for-4 at the OK Red Conference meet, leading Jennison to their second straight league title. Belleville quarterback Bryce Underwood. The junior was 21 of 25 for 312 yards and four TD passes, plus he added a touchdown run and a 65-14 district final win over Saline. And to Deckerville's Hunter Garza, he ran for two touchdowns and threw for another in a 34-32 win over Portland St. Patrick. The win sends Deckerville to the eight-player semifinals.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Director of Officiating Services, Sam Davis.
His third and goal from the 12-yard line when the quarterback throws a pass high over the middle. It goes over the outstretched hands of the receiver, hits the crossbar of the goalpost, and ricochets back towards the receiver, who is able to grab it while standing in the end zone. Is this a touchdown? It is not. Once the pass hits the crossbar or uprights of the goalpost, the pass is dead. It is an incomplete pass, and now it's fourth and goal. So, they send out the field goal unit, and the kick hits the upright, also bounces back into the field of play. Is the ball returnable by either team? Nope. Once it hits the goalpost and comes back onto the field, it's a missed field goal. The defense now takes over, first and 10.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. November 4th will go down as one of the fastest days at Michigan International Speedway as numerous cross-country finals records were broken. Let's start with the fastest. Rachel Forsyth of Ann Arbor Pioneer shattered the all-division record, turning in a time of 16:28, nearly 24 seconds faster than any girl has run at finals. It's her second D1 individual championship. Romeo won the team title. Hart Jr. Jessica Jaswinski set a Lower Peninsula Division III record en route to picking up her second straight individual title. Jackson Lumen Christie won the team title in D3. And a record was set in Division IV as Aiden Heron won her second straight finals and etched her name atop the list of fastest ever in D4. On the boys' side, Freeland's TJ Hansen broke the Division II record. He ran the course in 14:52.8. Ada Forest Hills Eastern was first amongst teams in Division II. Complete coverage, standings, and results from all four divisions for both the boys and the girls can be found at MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Did you know Dr. B is a Platinum Invisalign provider? That makes her the highest-ranked provider in the area. She's also a graduate of the Aligner Intensive Fellowship, a prestigious Invisalign training program. So don't trust your Invisalign treatment to any dentist. Let the number one orthodontist in Jackson perfect your smile. And if that isn't reason enough to smile, check them out on TikTok and Facebook at Summit Ortho Braces.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up where they belong.
Hi, I'm Lisa Huttinga, the branch manager at the Jackson Blue Ox Credit Union branch. Blue Ox Credit Union has been serving the Jackson community since 2018. We are honored to continue offering innovative products and services that benefit our membership and help move them towards financial success. Experience the credit union difference today and become a member of the Blue Ox Credit Union. Membership is open to anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. You can become a member online at blueoxcu.org. or stop in at any of our branch locations to get started. We would love to have you.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they keeps our membership up where they belong.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Willoughby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Trust Willoughby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Playoff Football Frenzy. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly. We are officially back from halftime. Still had about a minute and a half left on the clock for them to get warmed back up. And they said, no, we're already out here. Let's just get the ball rolling. And the ball rolled right out of bounds for Western on that kickoff. So Western's taking over the 35-yard line.
The story coming out of halftime, though, Gibson French, injured, has played his last snap as a Western Panther here today.
An absolute phenomenal career. Not the way you want to end it. Empty set back out of the gun. Gives it over to Trudell. Goodell going to be given the 37-yard line, pick up a 2, second down and 8 coming up.
Hendricks the first one there to make the stop, but then it was number 62 for the Ducks to come in and finish that off. Number 62, Marshall Johnson. But a little bit of a gain, giving them 2 coming out with that fresh set of downs. So they're second and 8 from the 37.
Empty setback out of the gun. 2 split to the right, 3 to the left. Myers under pressure. Myers got to let it go, and he does. Bouncing off the grub patch.
Now, again, that was pretty much another coverage sack at that point. You got some of our fans here hoping for a late hit flag on that one. But that was a coverage sack. He had nowhere to throw it. Containment just broke down, and he was ended up running for his life. He really had plenty of time to throw the ball, but containment just broke down.
Third down and 8, Western. Looking to get something as they would score right before halftime, but then give up a score right before halftime, making it 26-7. Fakes the give, looking long. He had Rudd Jones, but about 3 yards in front of Rudd Jones. Fourth down and 8 coming up.
Bring up a fourth down.
Weren't able to connect on that one. Had the protection that he needed. They just weren't able to get that one to do what they needed to do. So here they are. Coming out halftime, 4th and 8. They're bringing out the punt squad.
I got to think that's not the way you wanted to start. I mean, obviously not the way you wanted to start this.
You're hoping for a little momentum. You know, your offense showed a little something there towards the end of the first half.
The punt is up. It's a
shank.
It's a shank. That's going to be caught by Gibson French.
Gibson French catches it. He's got
one arm, too.
He's got his right arm in a sling. Now, we saw that he came off the field a little slow. In one of those series there in the second. And here they are with the pads off, standing on the sideline at halftime. There's a whole bunch of the French family is sitting right down here in front of us. Whole bunch of hugs and some emotion right here on the French family.
11-10 here, third quarter. It'll be first down and 10 from the Western 45-yard line for Zealand West, who currently lead 26-7. This time going to big number 2, who has been over-reliable for them, Trey Slowtalk.
Slowtalk, took it right up the middle, and he ran through a whole bunch of maroon jerseys. Eventually, it was number 5, Noah Birdner, was able to make the stop and bring him down, but 5 yards on that play. So 2nd and 5, right at the 50-yard line for this Ducks offense.
Ducks as in D-U-X. Ducks.
Exactly.
Just like the chicks of Zealand East. C-H-I-X. It's unique. Going to Slowtalk once again. Slowtalk has the first down. It looks like at first glance, and he will.
Just handed him the ball. They went over the right tackle into a whole bunch of red jerseys, but just kept moving his feet, moved the pile, and now they're moving the sticks. Fresh set of downs for the Ducks from the 44.
First and 10 Ducks.
Another first down and 10. Had a relatively short field to start this out. They've already moved the ball 11 yards. Going to be a little bit of misdirection once again. They tried up the middle, but this time snuffed out.
No, they got about 4 yards on that.
Well, snuffed out as opposed to 60-plus yards.
Well, yeah, there's been a couple times when they run it up the middle and they're able to get the score off of that one. But, you know, at this point, you just kind of want to chew up the clock if you're a Duck. And that's kind of what they're doing right now. They're just taking up a lot of time here, getting positive yards each play.
Under center, that straight T once again. He's going to give it off. That's a slow talk, just barreling his way forward for a pickup of about 9 on that 2nd and 7. So another first down carry.
Number 32 right there on the stop for
it's enough for a Ducks First down, first and 10, Zeeland.
For Western.
Western,
but there was really a handful of other jerseys that were there to make the stop on it, but not until after they were able to get that first down, move the chains, and the clock continues to roll.
Looking to see what Western can come up with here.
We got loud floors here, don't they?
Yes, they do. And this going to be snuffed up the middle, and not a single inch granted on that carry.
And number 34,
third down and 10 coming up. Excuse me, second down and 10 coming up.
No gain on the play.
They're going to say he lost a half a yard.
Loss of a yard. Second down and 11.
That's kind of a rarity here for this Ducks offense. They haven't been stopped behind the line of scrimmage much today.
Also point out that the floors here in the press box are made out of the same material that the seats are out in the stands. Approaching 8 minutes to go here, third quarter, second half. That's second down and 11. And slow talk. Going to get up to the 30-yard line, so a pickup of three. Third down and 8 coming up.
Third and 8 for the Ducks. They took it right up the gut, and it feels like Western has kind of figured out how to seal up that middle. At least that's what we're seeing on this drive right now. Of course, they were stung a couple times in the first half with a couple scores and quite a few yards to go with that run up right up the middle.
Third down and 7. Zeeland West leads 26-7. Under 7.5 to go. A lot of sevens here. That's QB1 Trenton Bullhouse. Going to be calling for a timeout. We're going to step aside Zeeland. 30 seconds. Zeeland West faces a third down and 7 when we come back on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Playoff Football Frenzy Region 10 Championship. Western currently trailing here at home 26-7. 7:20 left on the clock, on a third down and 7 for Zeeland West. This time going to slow talk. Going to pick up another handful, but will not be a first down.
They're going to call that fourth down after a gain of a few. So they're talking, they say, what, fourth and 3 right now.
It's a long 3. We'll see.
Fourth down and 3.
It is a long 3, but it looks like they're going to go for it. They talked about earlier how they don't really have a kicker, and you're sitting here inside the 30-yard line. You're kind of in that no-man's zone where you're just going to go for it anyway, regardless of how much you have.
Going to be QB rolling out, and slow talk with it in transition. He's going to be into the end zone. Touchdown, Zeeland West.
They show you that look where they're just going to run it every time, run it every time, run it every time. All of a sudden, they make it look like they're going to run it. Everybody crashes down on the run up the gut, and you've got your wide receiver. I think that was their tight end at that point. Way over here, he was wide open at the 10. They connected, and he's in. Well, that was slow talk, wasn't it?
That was slow talk. I mean, he looks like a tight end, but that kid's just massive. And they have listed him as a running back / defensive back. He's fast. He's got hands. He's strong. And he's just a brute. Slow talk to the right side. Cutting it back inside. Two-point conversion is complete. 34-7. Stepping aside 60 seconds as Western just looking for answers on K105.3 Playoff Football Frenzy.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Willoughby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Trust Willoughby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
Hi, I'm Brian from the College and Career Access Center in Jackson. With over 170 colleges in Michigan and thousands in the United States, choosing a college, applying, getting accepted, registering for classes, signing up for orientation, and finding housing can be daunting. The College and Career Access Center in Jackson is here to help. We help you through both the college enrollment and financial processes, completing the FAFSA, applying for scholarships, navigating loans, and even finding a job on campus. Visit us today in the Target Wing of the Jackson Crossing across from H&R Block, open 6 days a week.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
So Caleb Brett Jones runs into a white jersey curtain.
Well, he caught it back here over at about, the 10-15 on our side, kind of like right in the area where the numbers would be, and decided to cut it back towards the middle of the field. And I think he thought he would have some blockers that way, but he just ran into a sea of white. He ran into a flock of ducks.
A flock of ducks. This will be a give to Trudell. Trudell, been a while since we've seen him run. He's got the first down plus some. He's scampering up the sideline.
Nice,
going to be
there.
A pickup of 16 yards and the first down.
Yeah, designed run right from the start, getting him off on the edge, having his speed outrun their guys, and they get the first down right off of the first play of this series.
Approaching 6 minutes to go here, so halfway through this third quarter.
Right there on the 35-yard line after that first down, first and 10.
And another delayed give. Ball's on the ground. Let's see if Trudell able to come up with that, and he does, avoiding danger. That is two now fumbles for Trudell. One lost, one recovered. Just not a lot making sense down on the sidelines right now, Mark.
That one fumble was caused by the defense where they got in there and knocked it loose. This one happened on the exchange.
Second and 16, under 5.5 to go. Western down 27 points, 34-7. And Burdner getting a little bit of space, a little bit of room to get back to the 35-yard line. Some late extracurriculars, but nothing, no whistles blown, no longer on the field.
Oh, that was number 12, number 12, Trenton Bullhouse, who went there and got the hit, got him knocked out of bounds, but he was actually going in there to give him a hand to try to get him up. You can tell that's what he's reaching to do. Separated by the coach, is not allowed to do that. He slapped him on the back saying, hey, good job.
Third down and 10 out of the gun. He's looking long. Myers thinks he has a man. He has Burdner, but just a half a step too long for Burdner. Fourth down.
They've come so close four different times now on these long pass attempts, trying to get that big chunk, and they just haven't been able to connect just out of the reach of the receiver once again.
I mean, you got to think they go for it here. They're down 27. If they don't get it, it's a short field, for Zeeland West.
Well, your time's running out.
Oh, absolutely.
You got about 5 minutes left to go here in the third. You got to make something happen.
And they're rolling. Myers rolling out of the pocket. He's brought down at the 25-yard line. A loss of 10 and a turnover on downs.
Well, they brought four that time on defense on the rush, and containment just broke down once again. And he wasn't able to get away. Brought down by the one dude right there at the 25-yard line, and that's where this Ducks offense is going to take over.
A 25-yard field for Zeeland West with 5:07 to go. They are currently up 27 points. It's 34-7. Western would get within 13 before the half, before Zeeland West puts another score on the board, and another just hole up the middle for Hendricks, who's near the 10-yard line.
It's enough to move the chains.
It's so hard to tell which way that ball's going to go, and I was looking at it, following it over on the far side, before I realized we had a whole bunch of people moving up the middle on that. They kept it right there, right in the center of the field, moved it up, got a bunch of yards on it, and now they're looking at first and 10 from the 10. First and goal from, yeah, first and goal from the 10.
Approaching 4.5 to go, 34-7, a first down and goal. This would be a handoff once again. I believe this is Hendricks. Hendricks just barreling his shoulder down low into the end zone.
Touchdown, Zeeland.
Touchdown, Zeeland.
Took it over the left guard and able to just pound in and round some bodies and found his way. He kind of pinballed his way into the end zone on that one. Six on the board for the Ducks.
Make that Rolando Robelin, number 3 this time, getting in on the tutty party. It's 40-7. Streaks down the middle. And slow talk. Oh, quarterback. That is Bullhouse just faking it, taking it all the way to the pylon into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. It is 42-7. It's 22 points more than Western's defense has given up all year. We're going to step aside. 30 seconds, come right back, see if Western can find some kind of pay dirt on Football Frenzy.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aroma 100% soy candles in a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Playoff Football Frenzy. Western, no answers right now. Zeeland West, 42 to Western's 7 with 4:24 left.
We're short kick for this Ducks kickoff.
And Burdner making his way towards our sideline. He's getting it up past the 45. A low late hit, but will not be called. That was their kicker, Lucas Smith, who made that touchdown saving tackle.
Oh, yeah. He's a big boy for a kicker, man. He just lowered his shoulder, put a lick on him. I don't think it was a late hit at all. He still hit him while he was in bounds. So he was trying to cut it so he could go up and get some more yardage on that one, and the kicker just laid a lick.
At the 46-yard line, a return of about 36 yards. Out of the gun, single setback, man in motion. This will be a give. Trying to catch the end around, but will be losing about 7 yards. I don't like that play call. I don't.
The defender was David able to Willis. Get through. I mean, this offensive line, for the Looking most for part, has been great and able to giving their quarterback protection, losses. Getting the holes they needed. At that time, you just had one lone defender who was able to break through and get the backfield stop on that one. And this is a second and forever.
Second down and 18.
18 yards is the official spot. If you're going to do it, you got to do that with Trudell or Jones. Not a new face. Rolling out to his right now has a man. That's Parrott. Parrott drops the ball at the 48-yard line of Zeeland West. So what would have been a third down and extremely manageable right now is a third down and 18.
He made connection with Parrott. He was bobbling the ball, trying to get it in. He hadn't completely lost it yet. He was just trying to get a good handle on it right there at the 50. That's when a lick came in, knocked him out of bounds, and the ball goes flying.
You heard the ball smack the pads, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, but he didn't. He was still trying to rein it in. It wasn't going anywhere from him. He had it right there in his hands, just trying to get the grip on it before that lick came in.
Third and 18. It is a running clock. Rolling out to his right. just try to throw it up for
Myers pass
Parrott.
For Parrott.
And that connection has not Roman. Been there all fourth afternoon.
Down. So, yeah, we're at what, fourth down now? Or was that a turnover on downs?
That's a fourth down and 18 now.
Fourth and 18 now.
So punting unit got to come on. Running clock. You got to think that at least.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they decide they want to try to go for it, but they're running out of clock, though. They got to get something going. 10 seconds left. Yeah, they're going to punt.
They hurry up and get in formation. That's Ryan Fullerton coming from the far sideline. And a booming punt by Burdner. Let's see if it stays in play, and it will.
Wow.
It'll die at the one-yard line.
That kick had such a perfect spiral on it, and as soon as it hit the ground, it was like it just died right there. Bounced up maybe a foot, but didn't move forward anymore. That was a perfect, perfect punt.
A 66-yard punt.
Wow.
That makes up for that last shanked punt that only went about 15, 20 yards. That's how you flip field, and now we're under a minute, so clock is rolling as we have that running clock with 42-7. Under 40 seconds to go now. That straight tee back in effect. Got to wait for those hard counts, though, in case you know they're going to try to get some space for that offensive line. Give to the right side and swallowed up at about the 2 yard line for a pickup of one.
Able to give themselves a little bit of cushion outside of their own end zone right there. And they're going to have to take the long walk to the other side of the field.
Yes, they are. We are under 10 seconds to go now. It's a second down and 8 when we come back in 60 seconds. 42-7 with a running clock. Western just out of it. See if we can figure something out for the fourth on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
I got my wisdom teeth done at the Dental Experience. Dr. Anish Gupta, the service at the Dental Experience was great. Staff was top-notch, facility was top-notch, as well as the equipment. They made sure I was comfortable, made sure I was okay before I got the procedure done. Not only did the procedure impress me, it was the fact that they gave me a checkup call to make sure everything was okay and if I needed any further assistance. Most offices haven't gave me a call after I've got procedures done or appointments for that matter. So the fact that they gave me a call and made sure I was okay was the cherry on top.
The Dental Experience, 4200 Spring Arbor Road. Online at thedentalexp.com or give them a call, 787-5367.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com. You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Playoff Football Frenzy. 36 minutes and everything has gone Zeeland West's way. It is 42-7 with a running clock. They're facing a second down and 8 from their 3-yard line. But they're in full control.
That straight tee is so hard to stop.
Maybe a handoff this time going up the middle and getting it past the 5-yard line down to the 7. Be a pickup of 4 and a third down of 4 coming up.
Burdner able to make the stop on that one, but giving themselves, I mean, every time you're able to move it when you're that deep, just to give yourself that extra amount of breathing room makes the next play that much easier. But yeah, third down, 3 to go. You're still inside the 10. Willing to bet it's going to be a run up the gut.
I'd say that's fair. Unless we're going to try to, you know, fake roll out with it again. And a pitch play this time. And stuffed. It'll be a fourth down.
Yeah, they only gained about a yard on that one. So it's going to be fourth and about 2.
Mitchell Williams.
You go for this one out too? Looks like they're going to.
I don't know.
You'd
kind of like for them, at least from our vantage point. I mean, heck, you're up 42-7.
with a running clock.
With a running clock. It'd be nicest to kick it, give it to the other guy, and kind of protect your offense because, you know, if Zeeland's going to be moving on as a result of this game, you want to get your guys in a position where you're keeping them safe for the next round.
Possibly going for the hard count. Yep. Exactly what they're doing. 3-2. And timeout is called. See if we can get a free first down. And free first down timeout is not rewarded. Zealand. Step aside 30 seconds. A fourth down and two from their own 9-yard line on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson Tip Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Playoff Football Frenzy is 42-7, 10:31 on the clock with a running clock. This is for the Region 10 Championship. Everything that Western's tried just hasn't worked.
Yeah, they've pulled out the stops. They've tried the long passes, mid-range passes, the run game. You know, and when you're short, Gibby French, you know, that certainly puts a few limitations on what you're able to do out on the field.
Fourth down and a couple. And this will be near the first down. If they give it to him, they will.
With the carry, flag, a flag on the play.
Came in right at the end. The official threw it right into that pile.
See what the call is.
He saw something he didn't like.
Boy, that's really close. That's really.
I'll check to see what's going on with this flag.
Looks like they got the first. So Western's walking backwards.
Looks like it's against Western. See what the call is.
Oh, wait, the call.
This will only be their fourth penalty. A relatively clean game compared to some of the other ones we've seen.
But then this officiating
personal
crew just has not been good.
Against Western.
And another personal foul against Western.
First down, first and 10 from the 28-yard line.
So that's another 15-yard penalty. They've got 50 yards and 50 penalty yards today for Western and only 5 for Zeeland.
Running clock under 10 minutes, and this is a reverse going to the left side. It'll be a first down, but there is a penalty marker, so we'll check on that just prior, and there's a lot of chirping as well.
This is normally in the area of where you would have holding. Like I said, they've had a pretty clean game so far. It kind of looks like it's coming back.
And a Western player pulling his helmet off the off when he's still on the field. Out of pure frustration, and you can just see it. This one's being walked back. This was going against Zeeland.
So that was a 10-yarder against Zeeland.
Holding, no, there it is. Holding.
I mean, there's a point where it's okay
20.
To chirp on both sides, and then there's a time where you either got to accept the victory or accept the defeat, but there's no need for personal fouls or late hits or roughing anything.
Right. Well, and this one was just a hole. There wasn't any of that on this pass play, but here they are. First and forever? First and 20?
This up the middle near the 25-yard line, so pickup of 7.
Tackle made by
second down 13 coming up.
So we're at 9:20 to go.
Gain of about 7.
They
on the
pick
play.
Up about 7 on that play.
From the 25.
So that means second and 13 for Zeeland here. Ball placed right at the 25-yard line.
Clock still running. Under 9 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. Western down 42-7. Closest it got was 20-7. Late second quarter before Zeeland. We get another score. And Burdener, the first to meet the ball carrier, and another late flag.
On the play.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, this is probably frustration.
And another late flag.
Another flag. Two flags. Unsportsmanlike. There's a personal. Western's just kind of losing their cool right now, Joe. I mean, there's no sugarcoating it. There's two flags right there that did need to happen. The second one was one of their linemen who you could tell he was walking right next to the official when the flag just went straight up in the air. So I can only assume that something was said that the official didn't appreciate.
I guess we'll have 30 yards.
Kind of wonder if it was justified that whatever was said. Probably
not. You know what?
Probably
it's not. Absolutely, it's not. It's not. You shouldn't be saying anything to the official that's going to cause them to throw a flag as a player of the game.
Unless it was said to a player around an official.
There was nobody around him.
Seven.
I mean, that's 30 yards in penalties. I mean, you just totally flip the field.
And the Ducks, instead of just taking this 35-point potential victory, they're going to try to add on more.
Well, they're doing what they do. They run the ball.
We give to the left side and a yard pickup to the 40-yard line. So second down and nine, up 35 points, 42-7.
I mean, you're not in a point of the game, Joe, where you're just going to sit there and take a knee. You got 8 minutes to play. So you're just handing off the ball, running it up the gut, handing off the ball, running it up the gut.
Yeah, but I guess I was more, you know, wondering why they wouldn't want to roll like HB dive or something and just keep that straight T. Because the straight T is what got them 42 points.
That's what they do.
The 40-yard line.
Second and nine. Yeah, right here at the 40.
And a give up the middle. This is slow talk, and he's just ripped to the ground. A third down and nine coming up.
Ran into about three maroon jerseys on that one. They're not giving him any gain on that. Maybe they moved it back about 6 inches of anything.
Well, official closest to us is standing on the 39-yard line with his hand up, and they're going to say that's where they're going to spot it. Didn't look like there was a single centimeter of a gain there, but they're going to give it to him. Still third down and eight. .655 and counting. Going to the left side. A fourth down coming up.
Leslie is your ball
about 4 yards.
Took it over the left guard right there and kind of ping-ponged off a couple maroon jerseys before he was brought down right there at the 35-yard line. So fourth and five, and you're in that no man's land in the field right here. They don't have a kicker anyway. It's too far for a field goal, too close to punt. So you're going to just try to get first down so you can control the game and get out of here.
Fourth down and four. 35-yard line of Western, up 42-7.
Oh, they're trying to make him jump again.
You're going to step aside 30 seconds, a 35-point game, 6:04 to go on Football Frenzy.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day. You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Region 10 Championship. It is 42-7, 6:04 to go, a fourth down and four for Zeeland West on top 35. And this will be a first down plus a couple more yards.
Jonah Leslie.
They showed that look where they have all three of the running backs going to the left side, and they give it to the last running back right there. So he's got two lead blockers in front of him. They get it just around the tight end over that far side, who's also their third blocker on that side. It gets them the yards they need to get the first down. They control their own destiny right here, controlling the ball, just chewing up clock.
They've really been in this driver's seat all game long.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have been.
Outside of that opening drive where Western would find themselves forcing a three and out, it's just been all ducks all day.
Ball carrier was Alex.
And I kind of feel like we got to see a little bit of an anomaly of a game from the Ducks here, because we did see a handful of pass plays, which isn't something that they do a whole lot.
Gain of five on the play.
We heard it before the game even started, before we even went on air, that they had some wrinkles. And those wrinkles resulted in 42 points. Second and five from the 23-yard line. Under five to go. Give, left side, bouncing off some tackles, getting it past that first level, up near the second level, and past the first down marker.
He's got enough.
Exact same play that we've seen a handful of times in that drive. You've got your lead blockers. They're all going the same way. Give it to the last one trailing there, and that's been the formula to get you 5 yards. Get you that first down.
Approaching 4 minutes to go here in the Region 10 Championship. Going to be a give once again. And that's going nowhere.
But, you know, Joe, I just want to put this whole experience into context right here. This has been just a fabulous season for the Western Panthers. We had the pleasure of calling quite a few of their games this year. They've been outstanding hosts for us. And this is the first time that this school has hosted a regional championship game. You know, they earned enough points to host throughout the postseason. This has just been a great season for Western.
Under 3.5. And
Jonah Leslie
going to find himself up near that 10-yard line.
With the tackle.
Teach out being able to make the tackle for Western as they bring the bodies up off the ground. Field. Got somebody injured.
I believe that was Vidal with the tackle.
And, you know, Western able to hoist up the district championship. We saw that celebration last week right over here in the southern end zone. You know, all the seniors getting the recognition. We were here for senior night. I mean, it's been a great football experience here out at Western this year. And just a phenomenal season. Great game last week against Lakeshore. You know, when we thought we were going to have that shootout.
Dominant effort against Harper Creek.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, I just want to see Western get one more score on the board.
Well, I think we all want to see that. The capacity crowd here. Again, another thing. You know, if you're at the Big House or at Spartan Stadium or Ford Field and your team is either up or down by this much, you know, all the stands are empty at that point, right? This capacity crowd. The family and friends and fans of this team on the field staying here in this Panther Stadium to root on their kids.
Let's give them a big hand.
When we have just over 3 minutes left to go in this fourth period, fourth quarter, we've got a running clock. Everybody, not one person is left. These stands are still full watching these kids play for the last time here today. That's amazing.
And if there are people leaving, they're actually students here and classmates of these players. Like, yeah.
Stay put.
Yes. There's no student class on Monday.
Nobody's left, Joe.
Trophy.
And that is Vidado.
Vidado coming off the field. Slow walk with help from the trainers.
He's been a big part of this playoff run for the Panthers, him and French both. French, a senior, but Vidado a junior, so we'll see him back again next year alongside QB1 Myers, and getting it near the first down will be a first down and a flag on the play. These flags are pointless.
There's no, well, no, that one flag was pointless because there's no need for that.
Actually, that flag was pointless.
I see what you're saying. As the defender's getting up, he's pushing the ball carrier back down on the ground. I know you're frustrated
against Western.
I know you are, because this is not how you thought this game was going to go, and your goal was to get to Ford Field.
Half the distance going to be.
And just two games shy of that
first goal from about the 3-yard line.
You know, your heart breaks. Last year, it was a first-round exit. The year before was a second-round exit. This year, they got that district championship. And they reached the Region 10 championship game. And we're playing host to it.
Yeah, no kidding. Last time on this grass, also. We're going to have that brand-new field in next year, that fabulous turf.
Another flag.
Another flag on the play.
I can't even understand what the flags are at this point. I mean, the personal fouls, yeah. Unnecessary reference, okay.
Delay of game against the Ducks.
Delay of game against the Ducks on that one. Moved them back a little bit.
Giving Western's defensive line a little bit more area and space to breathe.
From the 8.
Their plant feet were on the goal line. Now they're a little bit of space. Under 2 minutes to go. Clock still running. And victory formation.
Zealand will take a knee.
Now they got victory the first formation. Down now. And not because now they are in the position where they can do that.
Taking a knee.
There 8 minutes to go. They couldn't. But now with under 2 minutes to go, you can just let this clock run at this point.
I can't see the numbers. Sorry, Zealand. I can't see those numbers.
Yeah.
Can't see
anything. Saying the same thing we've been saying.
Relatable.
You put taupe on white. Who does that?
5, Austin Olberg.
It looks cool close up.
Quarterback for the Ducks.
Not from up here.
Hey, these guys make it to Ford Field. Nobody's going to be able to see the numbers from that distance.
Olberg.
Well, maybe because it'll be indoors. Sunshine.
Man. Put white on white is a horrible idea.
The clock now under a minute to go here. Zealand West will be walking out of Parma with the Region 10 championship trophy. Just a hard-fought game by Zealand West. They were in control the entire game, the full 48 minutes. And your heart breaks for Western.
Absolutely. To have this happen on your home field, absolutely it does.
In front of a capacity crowd, victory formation once again.
Nobody's left. Well, a few people are starting to trickle it out.
And that'll do it. We're going to step aside at 2 minutes, come right back, get you a post-game wrap-up.
Wait.
Listen to this crowd. Listen to this home crowd cheering for their team after the outstanding season they had. Barely anybody's left at this point. Fabulous.
Congratulations, Zealand West. Good luck next week as you take on Forest Hills. We'll get all that out here in a minute. But
we're going to step aside. 2 minutes. Come right back. Get you a wrap-up of 42-7. Zealand West, the Ducks advance to the state semifinal. Cable to 5.3 playoff football frenzy.
The leaves are falling and temperatures are dropping, and soon there will be snow on the ground. Act now and protect your parking lot or driveway from the harsh conditions that Michigan winters can bring. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today to schedule your estimate and protect your driveway or parking lot with Wolverine Seal Coating so that you are not filling in potholes next spring. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com. That's WolverineSealCoating.com.
This is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Our U.S. military has fought in wars, both foreign and domestic. In peacetime, their many duties include disaster response and humanitarian aid. Remember the servicemen and women who have done it for us on Veterans Day. This message is brought to you by The Dental Experience.
Discover the exclusive Michigan-made checking account available only at True Community Credit Union. With a Michigan-made checking account, you can earn up to 5.25% APY. Earn points each month based on the activities and relationships you have connected to your account. Plus, there's no minimum balance or monthly fee. Visit TrueCCU.com to open your exclusive Michigan-made checking account today.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
K105.3 playoff football frenzy, 42-7. Our football frenzy journey is done for 2023, but first we got to get you a score wrap-up from this 42-7 ball game. Western loses, but a great season, a phenomenal season, rather. They have some hardware in their case now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that district championship that you and I got to call last week, that was such a fun game. The trophy celebration going on right now with Zeeland here on the Western field. I know that's a tough pill to swallow, but these kids, like we talked about during the broadcast, nothing to hang your head low on the season that you had, because it was a phenomenal season, great team, great kids, great coaching staff, a lot of great things to celebrate for the season with that district championship. So, with the second half, not as much scoring as we saw in the first half. We've got two touchdowns, both from Zeeland. Slowhawk got a 26-yard reception. That put them up 34-7. And then Bullhouse called his own number, 10-yard run. Two-point conversion, good, and that put it up 42-7 at 4:24 in the third. And that's what made it a running clock, and they just controlled the tempo of the game from there. Now, in D7, with 3:32 remaining in the fourth quarter, Pawama Westphalia on top of North Muskegon, 27-21. Of course, we thank Ratch for giving us that information. Some of the scores, really the only other score that we have from out of town. Are we interested in the Michigan game there, Joe?
24-9.
Go Blue without their coach.
Okay. Bet. For our amazing producer who has been with us all season long, getting us on air every single time without issue, Luke Moorhead. Thank you so much, Luke, for your first phenomenal season for many, many years to come. You're hanging out with us. I refuse to let you go anywhere, Luke. You know you're not going anywhere. For my amazing broadcast partner, Mark Daly, for another great season, two straight seasons of great football right here on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
You know, each season we go a little bit farther into the playoffs.
Yep.
So in a couple years, maybe we'll be at Ford Field.
Possibly.
Maybe, if the trend continues.
Possibly. Maybe 2025. Fingers crossed. We'll see what happens. I've been Joe Cassidy. Our 2023 football frenzy season is over. We will see you in the fall of 2024. But for now, let's get you back to some more hits on Jackson's Hit Music Station. K105.3. We'll see you.